Good afternoon. You're tuned to The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. 2 short hours from now, the state Supreme Court will convene in Olympia. The court will consider whether or not to hold state lawmakers in contempt for failing to obey a court order to fully fund K-12 schools. And for a little background here, let's wind back the clock. 2 years ago, the High Court decided the legislature was violating the state constitutional mandate to fund schools. So in what's called the McCleary decision, the justices ordered lawmakers to put billions of dollars into education. And the court gave them an April 2014 deadline to come up with a funding plan. Long story short, lawmakers did not meet that deadline, so today the state Supreme Court will decide what to do. Seattle attorney Phil Talmadge has a unique perspective on this showdown. He's both a former state Supreme Court justice and a former state senator. Phil Talmadge, thanks for joining us again.
Happy to, Marcy. How are you?
I'm good. Back in January, you told us the state Supreme Court and the legislature don't understand each other particularly well. 9 months later, how do you think that's playing out in this scenario?
Well, I think that that problem remains a serious one. Both have ample responsibilities within their constitutional sphere. Our state constitution provides that in Article 9, Section 1, it's the paramount duty of state government to fund basic education. But what gets overlooked is that in Article 9, Section 2 of the Constitution, the authority to organize, fund, and do all of the things necessary for that basic common school service area is within the responsibility of the legislature. The court believes it has to uphold Article 1, Section 9, the full funding of basic education, but the problem is it's starting to intrude into the function of the legislature in deciding when and how to organize and fund the schools in Washington.
Well, so what you're saying is that there's a built-in confrontation.
There's almost a built-in tension. I think that's right, and that's one of the things that happens in our separation of powers arrangement in government, where you have three distinct branches involved. But you have a judiciary that has a membership that has not served in the legislature. You have a legislature that has never served in the judiciary, by and large, among its 147 members. And so neither one fully understands the function of the other. And we've gotten into a situation where these two branches of government are starting to collide, and this hearing this afternoon is the direct evidence of that collision.
Well, some people might say that what we are seeing is one branch imposing its will on another branch of government. So what kind of precedents does that set for future rulings?
Well, it really creates a problem, because if the court feels that it can intrude upon the ultimate and core responsibility of the legislature, which is to establish a budget and fund it through taxation, then that's a major intrusion by the judicial branch of government on the functions of the legislative branch.
Well, I know that the state Supreme Court has the option of finding the full legislature, in contempt of court. What kind of punitive action could they conceivably take?
Well, this is an area that we simply have no precedent to look to decide how the court could proceed. I think the legislature really doesn't believe that the court has that power. It does. When a court issues an order, it can enforce that order through a variety of mechanisms, one of which is the contempt power, and it could impose sanctions up to and including incarceration on the entire legislature, which I think would be pretty hilarious, or it could do so as to selected members of the legislature, or it could impose selective kinds of sanctions like monetary sanctions for a period of time. But this is really something that I think the legislature doesn't fully appreciate, the extent of the court's power in this regard. And of course, while the court has this power, would it be wise to exercise it is a really important question to be asked. And I suspect that the amicus brief that was submitted by the five living governors of the state of Washington on this issue is really rather important in that regard.
Now, the five governors have urged the court not to take action right now and to give the legislators another session to come up with a funding plan, correct?
Correct.
I'm talking with Seattle attorney Phil Talmadge about the upcoming showdown at the state Supreme Court. Phil, you served as both a state lawmaker and a Supreme Court justice. So if you were on the bench right now, how would you approach what's going on?
Well, I think, Marcy, what I would have done is I would have looked to the model that was established in the first school funding litigation in Washington that was successful. That was the Seattle School District case back in the late 1970s. Our Supreme Court said, look, legislature, you're not fully funding basic education. You haven't defined it. You haven't funded it. But the court then said, look, we understand that you are a coordinate branch of government, and we trust that you'll do the right thing as, you know, in light of our opinion here. And it left it to the legislature to define basic education and fund it, and the legislature did. That would have been, I think, the wiser course of action. But this continuing involvement of the court in the business of the legislature of funding, defining and funding basic education is really problematic, because we have no clear-cut definition from the Washington Supreme Court of what constitutes basic education for purposes of Article 9, Section 1. So it's kind of a moving target. I mean, the legislature has to fund something, but it doesn't know precisely what it is. And when it takes action, it kind of has to go hat in hand to the Supreme Court to say, well, is that enough, guys?
Yeah.
That's really problematic.
Seattle attorney Phil Talmadge, former state Supreme Court justice, former state senator, thanks again for taking time to talk with us about this.
More than happy to, Marcy. Thank you.
And again, the state Supreme Court convenes at 2 o'clock this afternoon to decide whether to hold lawmakers in contempt of court for failing to fully fund K-12 schools.